Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
We're about 16 minutes away from the top of the hour on this Friday morning. And yes, yesterday, the story of Canton City Schools, the plan announced at school board meeting on Wednesday night, kind of dominated things. We've had a day to digest things. And now on our WHBC Newsline, we have Canton City School Superintendent Jeff Talbert. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a busy 24 hours.
I can imagine what it's been like. And that was a very ambitious and big plan that you announced on Wednesday night. I'm sure you're getting a lot of reaction from it.
Yes, it is a very ambitious plan. And the reason for it being so large is because we sit at a very unique situation as a district, where, you know, financially, our financial health has been as good as it's been in a very long time. A lot of it because of the money that we've got as the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And then next year, the bonds that the taxpayers graciously allowed us to use to build some of our newer buildings back in the early 2000s and what was called the Design for the Future, those bonds are coming to an end, and we could actually go out and get a good large sum of money for our building, for our facilities, without increasing taxes. And so that all coming together makes this an opportune time for us to set the district up facilities-wise for the next 20 to 30 years.
And I find it interesting, but I know exactly why. As we're talking here, you know, the sexy part of the story is the moving of McKinley High School to downtown. But the plan is much more than that, correct?
Yes, the plan is much bigger. And I tried to, by being intentional and starting with the elementaries, because my first year here in the district, the district was in the middle of building a strategic plan, and a very large part of that strategic plan was taking a look at the grade configurations for the elementaries and moving back to the traditional K-5, K-6 model. And we just weren't able to do that because of the size and enrollment of our building, trying to increase efficiencies because our financial health at that time wasn't very good. And so we did the best we can to get as many kids and staff into each building so that the buildings were efficient, but we fell short of getting our K-5, K-6 model. And so now we're in a position where we can do that. And so being able to do that would honor the request of our parents, our community members, and a lot of our staff. And so we've got a plan in place that's going to do that, and that would give us 8 K-6 buildings around the community that we think will get us moving in the right direction.
Yeah, you guys did a survey, correct? This is some of the stuff comes out of things that you've already asked of the community.
Yes, when Dr. Graham came in as superintendent, he really went around town and engaged all segments of the community to find out what would be best when we're talking about grade configurations, and that message came out loud and clear when he was here. When we went out and did it again on the listening tours during my first few months in the district, we heard it again. And so we were disappointed that we couldn't do it and still remain fiscally responsible to our taxpayers. But now we can. And the plan lays out building 2 new elementaries, one at the current location of Sowers, one at the current location of Mason. Larger elementaries, about maybe 10,000 square feet, the smallest one, 10,000 square feet more than our largest current elementary. And the bigger one of the two coming in at about 80,000 square feet. And then converting Harder Elementary to a K-6, which is Harder is our largest current elementary building at almost 70,000 square feet. Gibbs Elementary to a K-6. And then putting an addition onto Yook Elementary of about 40,000, and then allowing it to be a K-6.
And you know, I've been here a long time. This community is one of tradition and history, and sometimes change is hard to accept. And so what would you say to those folks who are just, you know, putting their hands up going, whoa, we don't need this change?
Well, the one thing I would say is that, you know, we're talking about the change right now. This change is going to happen slowly over the next 4 or 5 years, and maybe even longer as if this is approved, as buildings get designed and construction begins and they each come online. So there's going to take some time for the change to happen. Also, this is the change that we think this community needs. Building places or school buildings where students will be able to go to school and remain for 6 or 7 years allows for each neighborhood to build community, allows for the staff to really, truly get to know the families and generations of family members. And in the times where we are struggling to get kids to come to school, in the times where we have high transiencies, creating larger neighborhoods where kids can move around that neighborhood but still remain in the same building with people they've built relationships with, I believe is only a plus. And I believe it's going to help us as we continue to move forward for the next 20 years.
Let's specifically talk about McKinley High School and, you know, your thoughts on that, why that needs to be moved out of the Village to downtown Canton.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. And I know, like, the talking point that people that we've been seeing a lot of is we knew this was going to happen. Hall of Fame Village is pushing them out. And that, you know, they're not pushing us out. This is a decision that we're making that we believe is in the best interest of our students. Camp McKinley High School, I was principal there for 4 years, was a good building in its day. But we are one, I believe, maybe the only high school campus or high school building or high school in the county that's split between two campuses. Our career tech students spend 2 to 3 days a week away from their main campus buildings. We have to split our staff into two locations. And McKinley was built in 1976, and the last time it had an upgrade, there was an addition put onto the front, and it was carpet and paint. And now that carpet's approaching 20 years old. So this gives us an opportunity to build a brand-new high school, a larger high school. Currently down here with a new Commons building, which is the only building on this campus downtown that would remain and become a part of the high school, there's 100,000 newer square feet. We will add that 100,000 square feet to the 200,000+ that we're going to add, which will give us about 100,000 more square feet than we have at our current campus. It is going to allow us to have a new state-of-the-art high school, and will move us from being one of the oldest high schools in Stark County to the newest high school.
And I know there's so many things. I could probably talk to you for hours on end about it because so many different things to take into consideration. But what would happen to the old high school once the move was made?
That's a great question. The big thing is we're not going to rebuild the natatorium, the Turk Alberta locker room, and the field house. Those facilities are amazing facilities that it wouldn't be cost effective for us to try to rebuild them here. So those will still remain in the possession of the Kansas City School District. Those will be a part of our athletic program for years to come. The main building at McKinley High School, there are a lot of things that could happen to it. There isn't one specific plan on what to do with it. We would have to look at all the laws that are out there for what school districts can do with buildings they're no longer using. And so our hope would be that, one, we could sell that building and raise some funds that could be used for the completion of this entire project. But we won't get to that until we pass some type of issue down the road and have a plan to actually build a new high school and move kids into it. So, again, that's something that's going to be way down the road. And as we approach that, when we're able to approach that, we will definitely have that conversation with our community.
So what's next? Now where do we go?
So where we go now is just going back out and talking to our community. We were very careful about saying, folks, this is a proposal, right? It's a proposal. It's out there. We want everyone to see what we think is best as school leadership for our district moving forward. So now we're going to be out and about, and our listening tours, most of the dates should go out sometime this weekend or Monday at the latest. We're finalizing those dates with our board and our staff here. We'll be reaching out to all areas of the community, our parents, our staff, both virtually and some in-person dates. And if we do not contact you and you believe you have an organization that needs to be heard, don't hesitate to call my office and we will get you on the calendar. We want to get out and talk to everyone between now and our December study session, the first week of December. And that will give us enough time to take some ideas that maybe we didn't think of and maybe incorporate them into a final version of this proposal, which I hope to present to the board at our December board meeting.
All right. Canton City School Superintendent Jeff Talbert, we will stay in touch and offer periodic updates to the listeners as well. We appreciate you coming on this morning.
No problem. Thanks for your support. Thanks for allowing me to share more about our plan.
Have a good day.
All right. You too.